with Michael Johnson.
Well, congratulations on the wing. All came down to that last quarter, just blowing them away. Was that the plan from three-quarter time onwards?
Yeah, last few weeks it's let us down a couple of times, and but we knew that we're down two key players, Pavlich and Walters, so everyone had to lift and play their part, so it's just fantastic to finish the game off on a high and you know, put in a real good score in the last quarter.
You talk about that focus over the last few weeks, fade-outs and teams coming back, especially last week against the Swans, and even Ross seemed to give the boys a bit of a G-up at three-quarter time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was a couple of things that we slipped away from in the third quarter, so there's a number of players that had to lift, but he's just doing his job, and we knew that going into that last quarter we're down a couple, and you know, when it comes down to rotations that we're light on, so it was just smart by the boys to just keep going, put the foot to the throat, and just scoreboard pressure. So
is there something about Melbourne that you guys like playing, because it always seems you're able to break the game open and run away with it in the end? Some teams have certain sides that they're able to perform better against, and it certainly seems that way against Melbourne in recent years.
Not really. We just treat it as a normal game and play the way that we train and the way we structure up, and we know that our best footy competes well against real good teams, and sometimes we can break a lot of clubs, but we know that if we keep bringing effort and playing our role, we should be able to break teams during the game sometimes. So, yeah.
I think it was 10 individual goal scorers in the end. Of course, Matthew Pavlich coming off as well. It's great to know that you have so many options working it through the midfield. We know what a star-studded midfield it is, but to know that there are those options up forward to score through.
Yes, for sure. And that's what we've lacked over the last couple of years. It's just the bonus for the midfield to get pushed down there and score. So you can't rely on just our forwards kicking a score, winning score. So it's just fantastic that we can have a lot of players playing a number of roles and impacting on the scoreboard.
Confidence, obviously, for Chris Mayne today too, finishing the day with four goals. You've been a little bit quiet in recent rounds. A bit of confidence for him up forward again without Matthew Pavlich being there.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive today, and especially with Pav going down, he had to stand up and take control of the forward line. And yeah, he's unbelievable with his pressure, but kicking the goals is just a bonus for him. So we know that he brings great effort with his tackling and the pressure, but when he scores as well and bringing it together, he's a fantastic player and he's hard to stop. So it's a bonus that he's playing real good footy at the moment, and we do need him because he's been missing.
We know how close the competition is at the moment, but to have a start of 5-0, the best start in the history of the club, was that a planned pre-season that we have to come out all guns blazing and set up the season early?
Not really. We knew we had a couple of tough games start of the year, and we just wanted to play our part and do our role, and if we do come well with the win, it's a bonus in the end. But it's just fantastic to see the boys playing real well, and we got another test next week against Essendon. But the way we're going at the moment, I reckon it's hard to stop. So we're pretty happy with the way we're going, but we can't take the foot off the pedal, and we're just going to keep going week in, week out.
Well, I reckon for Fremantle fans, it's a joy to watch at the moment. They're looking forward to seeing you at Domain Stadium next week against Essendon. Good luck.
Thank you, Derek.